Okay, we're at Shira Shirim, Perek, Hey, Pasuk Gimel. Okay, so in the Moshel, the Chosin, the husband, is knocking at the door to he has to be let in. Okay, and Rashi gave some explanations for that at this point. I think there's further explanations later. Say it like this. Then she answers back, right? He's asked to be allowed in, and he's come in the dew of the night. It's wet, it's cold. Poshatri eskutonti, echocha el b'sheno. Says, I've taken off my robe, my clothing. You know, how can I get dressed again? Rochatzi es raglai, I've washed my feet, echocha tanfeb. How am I going to get dirty again to get on? I guess they had how do you call it, dirt floors or dirty floors. How am I going to go? I wash my feet, I'm going to go dirty my feet, get off the bed to open the door for you. Rashi, klemar, kvar limadeti le'atzmi drochim acherim. Hey guy, I'm not interested in you anymore. I got other ways of life. I can't go back to you anymore. We stopped. Lekater means the ketores that he did in the Beis Hamikdash. Lemleches Hashemayim. I guess from that point on, when they stopped giving ketores to Hashem, that's when everything started to fall apart. Shehoyu hadrochim ho'eile yeshurim be'ineihem. Then I guess I don't know whether that means which ways. I'm not sure whether that means the old ways were yoshur be'ineihem, or it means when they stopped doing that, then these new ways became yoshur be'ineihem. I don't know. Let's see. Loshon pashati eskuton to rochatzi esragla. Loshon tshuva so isha hamina efes. It's the response of an adulterous wife. Yeah, she ain't a right to liftoich lebalo hadelas. She locked her husband out. She only lets her friend come in. Ulefi she posach hakosu beloshon ani yeshenu v'kol doidi doifik. Siim beloshon tshuva hanefelas aloshon doifik al hadelas. Since it started with this loshen of a kol doidi doifek, banging on the door, so he ends with a loshen also that has to do with knocking. Wait, what's that loshen? I don't know why it's a loshen of doifek. Anyway, but the moshul is he's banging, trying to get back into her life, and she says, "I'm not interested. I found other ways. I'm not interested in you anymore." And she's rejecting him. Okay, that's what that says. Next pasuk, Dalet. Doidi sholach yodo min hachor, umei homu olov. She was just talking so. Oh, thank you.
Rabbi, do you have a version for the cognitively impaired also?
Very good, thank you.
Let me know when you come out with that.
Okay.
Why can't it just be laziness? Like, why does it have to mean she took something else instead of? Why can't it just be like, I'm lazy, I don't value this enough? Why does it have to be
First of all, laziness would also be pretty callous. If the guy comes, it's cold outside, it's wet, it's damp, it's...
You're under the covers, you're comfortable.
No, so obviously she's not interested in him. Because if there was any interest in him, even though she's lazy, that would have... Hey, let the guy stand out. Well, lazy is one thing, but the guy's banging on my door. All these languages of endearment. And I'm too lazy.
What happened?
And it's not even much with a positive. Rochatzi Roshati is twenty echocha b'shenam. Chesus ragle echocha tanfeim. How could I dirty them? You'll say it's too lazy because I don't have to wash them again.
It's where the
what?
We're her, right?
What?
And this mashal, we're her.
We Klal Yisrael is her. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that that's. I think it'd be pretty callous, even if it was laziness. But Rashi certainly does.
Where's Rashi picking up on, like, what, Pashatli, or what's his deal?
No, Pashatli is what Rashi says. That it's symbolic.
Torah, that means I threw off Torah.
Yeah, but Kvar Lamadati Lasmi Drochem Acherim. She's saying, I got undressed, I'm not interested in opening the door. And that's the Moshe. The Nimshel is saying, I found other ways of life. I'm not interested in your old-fashioned stuff anymore.
Doesn't need to be that she found another man also. Maybe she just found something.
Well, it sounds like there's a cheating.
Oh,
right.
Right, exactly.
She's like a little bit like, she like found like some other, like, something else that's precious to her that she cares about.
More than
women are naturally like caring people that like want to do stuff with people. Right?
Okay. Let's just continue because... Let's continue. So he says, now, let's just get a few pesukim because they're all connected. Doidi sholach yodo min achoyer. He put his hand through the hole. So in other words, until now she just heard his voice. Now she sees his hand. Umei homu alov. And my intestines, my inner, whatever they are, my kishkis, start to crave for him. Okay, let's see Rashi. And my insides turned. Wow. Here she is. Get out of here. I'm not interested. I think it's more than laziness. And he's coming and begging. It's so cold. I'm like, one more wet. Achoisi, Rayosi. Rashi explains each one is a love, my beloved, my this. Achoisi, Rayosi, Enosi, Samosi. Words of endearment. She says, Pashati es kotonti, Rochatsi es raglai. Then all of a sudden, this callous person who the one rejects him so intensely. All of a sudden, now she sees his hand. Till now, she heard the voice. Then, just let's say there's a window in the door, and he puts his hand up like that. Or maybe there was a hole there he could put his hand in. And Rashi says that it means like this. I saw his hand. Just that. Nothing happened. And my insides turned around upside down to return to love him and to open the door for him. Okay. What just one more pasuk, okay?
Yeah.
No, two more pasukim. Two more pasukim, okay?
What's the nimshel?
We'll get there in a minute. No, the nimshel, I think Rashi's only going to say later. I think Rashi's only going to say later, but let's... Rashi's going to say later. We'll make up our own nimshel in the meantime. Just let's finish two more pesukim. Kam tini efsoch l'doidi. You hear? I got up to open the door for him. V'yodai not fumoir. My hands were dripping with this mor, which is some very special perfume or something. And my fingers also with this mor that was flowing through my fingers. Al kapas hamanul. That was, I guess, on the handle of the when I opened it. So the there was so much. My hands were so perfumed that it stayed on the lock. Okay, Rashi. Belev sholem v'nefesh chafetzo kimekashetes atzmo lehisayev al isho bereach toiv. Yeah. When she says, kamti yamsoch doidi, v'yodai notfu klomar belev sholem, I jumped up belev sholem v'nefesh chafetzo with a full heart, with a desirous nefesh. Kimukashetes atzma, like a woman who adorns herself, dresses herself up lehisayiv, to be beloved to her husband. Bereach toiv, she's put all these perfumes and she got herself all dressed up for the occasion. And what she's doing there is she's endearing herself to her husband. So that's how she got.
Halfway?
What?
That's just saying she didn't like half-heartedly do it.
No,
When she went,
more reich oivir mispashi l'chol tzar. Okay, it's one of these reichos that spreads out and has a very powerful aroma. Okay, so she, now, let me ask you a question. Just let's talk about the moment. Now, the Nimshel obviously has to do, as the entire Shir HaShirim does, between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in a sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming, begging to get back into our lives. Senses, Nevi'im, however he does it, but coming, I want to get you back. We've been estranged. I want to get back on target. Fine. I came in the middle of the night. My head is full with the dew of the night. It's cold. It's wet. Pischili achoisi rayosi. Her answer is extremely negative. Extremely callous. Moshati es kutonti rochatsi es raglai. You know, I can't. I'm not getting off the bed to open the door for you. I already got dressed. Or under it, whatever. You know. Then all of a sudden, doidi shalachilim lachor. Umei homolov, and everything changes. All of a sudden, she's now overwhelmed with love for him. 2 minutes ago, 1 minute ago, half a minute ago, you were talking to him so cruelly. I'm not getting dressed again. I'm going to take my feet off the bed, dirty my feet to answer the door for you. What are you out of your mind? So, and then all of a sudden, everything changes. And more than that, says Kimakashetet Atzmali Hisayev Al Isho Bereach Toiv. She's getting ready to endear herself to her husband. What is going on here? Let me ask you a question. If the Klal Yisrael, and that's the Nimshel, or if the Jew was so estranged from Hashem, or the woman so estranged from her husband that she hated his guts, and she refused to open the door for him no matter how much he's crying there and it's cold and it's this and that, then how in the world, when she just sees his hand now she hears besides his voice was so sweet, pischili achoisi rayosi yoinosi samosi, and now all of a sudden she sees his hand, umei homuelov, and everything churns with love. To jump with love, mamish b'lev sholim of nefesh chafetzah, totally callously resisting, and a moment later, just by seeing his hand, she's jumping up to open the door, b'lev sholim of nefesh chafetzah. How could that be,
Rabbi?
What?
That doesn't sound like an ava out of ava. No, it sounds like she saw his hand and she was filled with like she wants him, not.
Yeah, but
it doesn't sound like an ava. It sounds more like
Rashi says. Like, it sounds like an ava. It says ke ava. It says, and Rashi says
ke ava.
Good. That's like a klama. But lev shalom neves chafetzo kimen kashetes atzmo lihisayv. She's preparing herself to become beloved by him. Alisha boreach toiv. That means she is belev shalom neves chafetzo.
Has nothing to.
He says it before. Nevchol ahamon mei lo shuv leahavosoi uliftoach loy.
If she wasn't bothered by his pain, she's still not bothered by his pain. She's still not bothered. She doesn't want him to come inside. She wants to make herself pleasant to him. She doesn't want him to be removed from his...
Why don't you go simple?
Okay.
Why don't you go simple?
Tell me.
Well, I asked you. That's why. I mean,
I don't know the answer.
I asked you to give an answer. Now I don't like what you're answering. Okay. But I think the simple shot is like this. How could it be that a person can seem to be so callous on the surface, and in a moment, everything turns around? The answer is...
The callous is fake.
I wouldn't say fake, but it wasn't... Deep down, it wasn't real. Deep down, she must have had this
hole. All of a sudden, he has something she wants.
One second. Slowly. Let's try this one first, okay? We'll give you equal time, all right? If we have, okay. So I think what Noach is saying is like this. Until now, I don't want you. I mean, it can't be really fake because it's pretty disgusting fake. But it's on a certain level. But when she sees his hand, it awakens something. Deep down, that love is there. Deep down, the desire is there. Deep down, the desire to reconnect with him is there, despite the fact that it's covered with layers and maybe layers upon layers upon layers of dirt, of blindness, of feeling that I hate him and I don't want to let him back into my life, and I found other ways and I'm not interested in you. That's what Rashi says. She said, but Lamaisa, if it could turn around in a dime like that, it has to be that it was always deeply there. That's what I think is the simplest understanding. The love is always... What?
That's sustainable, or it's like a moment of inspiration and then you go back to sleep?
A moment of inspiration is not sustainable. But if the insight is really there, the moment of inspiration can bring it out. You're right. If there was nothing there, and a moment of inspiration, so a moment of inspiration, a moment, next moment, it's not there anymore. But this is not a moment of inspiration. This is bringing out what was there. She, all of a sudden, she got belief, she'll never shchafetz, because the pshat is, she loved him all the time. It was covered, it was hurt, it was pained, it was, I sinned, he rejected me, threw me out of Eretz Yisrael, in the Klal Yisrael situation. Whatever it is, we were estranged. But that love is still there. That's really the whole point of this whole Sefer. The love is still there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still banging and saying, let me back into your lives. Despite the fact that we've rejected him, that's how it all started. He didn't reject us first, we rejected him. We did Avodah Zorah in the Beis HaMikdosh and all these things, and Bittul Torah, and so we rejected him. So he says, I still love you, I want to come back. And Klal Yisrael's initial reaction is, I'm not interested anymore. You rejected me, too bad. But all it takes is a little further stimulus. Instead of the voice, I see the hand. And may I homo a love. And everything changes. My insides just yearn with love of Hashem. And I get up and I act the role. So to me, this is I love this particular passage here of a few. We have to see Rashi learns the Moshul a little bit differently, so we're going to have to deal with that. That's not for this time. Well, Maisa is so powerful, this idea. That this is the Moshul, that's what it says. And the Nimshul on a very Poshita level is also that's who we are. And you see, it's so true. I'll tell you, it's even truer. I say even it goes a step further. We know from all the years of experience that the people that oppose most vociferously with the strongest opposition, they're the easiest to get. The people that are the hardest to get, they're the people that are apathetic, maybe. That's very hard. But those are fighting me. I hate it. I hate it. Really? There's passion there. You get in, and you say, what do you hate so much? And they redirect that emotion in a positive way. It's so beautiful how that could happen. So this is Klal Yisrael. Deep down, we have that love. And even though we talk about what that represents, I don't know. Could represent seeing the Ar Hashem, seeing Hashem, seeing Ashkocha Potis, something, but some small stimulus can turn a person around completely from Poshati Eskutonti to May I Homolov. That speaks volumes for where we're really holding in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.